Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
9:21, Stoney and Jansen. Stoney back on Monday. Weekend is almost here. It's nice working in the morning because the weekend starts at like 10 a.m.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, very excited. Anyway, huge weekend for the Lions. Giant weekend, Vikings on Sunday, a game many people think the Lions can win. Earlier in the program, we did Would You Swipe Right for the Lions? Of course, we've all been on Tinder, including John, or maybe not.
No.
But we've all been on Tinder. You swipe right, we're told, for people you like. You swipe left for people you don't like. So if the Lions came up on your Tinder, would you swipe right? And we talked about it for the first 2 hours of the program, essentially, trying to have a little fun, but asking the question, do you have the guts? Do you have the emotional fortitude? Are you willing to make yourself vulnerable again for believing in the Lions? Because every stat says they should win this game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Furthermore, I was just watching ESPN. They have the Lions on upset alert. Like, this should be a winnable game that could actually propel the Lions into a playoff push.
So here's where it gets a little confusing.
Yeah.
Because if Minnesota wins, is that that's the upset?
It seems that way now.
Well, I mean, because they're favored, right?
The Lions and everybody are favored. Says if the Lions win,
so
yes.
We all know that if the Lions win and they beat the 10-2 Minnesota Vikings, you would think that's the upset,
right?
But it's not.
If at least how people are talking.
Well, but no, if you're going by how Vegas is talking, the Lions are favored
by 2.5.
So
and
if
half,
the favored
yes.
team loses, it's an upset. So if Minnesota wins, it's an upset.
Okay, so I do want to know from people, though, are you willing to put yourself out there? Because every time we've ever believed in the Lions, you believe, and then we all know what comes next. The next shoe drops, and you walk out of the stadium feeling like you're a moron because why would I believe in them again? I mean, I don't think, and maybe they do it in every city, but the cheating ex-girlfriend scenario has been used so much for the Lions.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody thinks it's original, but it's not. Everybody calls up, you know, being a Lions fan is like having a cheating ex-girlfriend, you know? You know, you really love
same
her, and,
allergies.
You know, you give her a chance again, and next thing you know, she's cheating with Bobby.
Yep.
So do you have what it takes to actually trust this team for a week in a game they should win? That's out there. But I wanted to bring this up, too, because I was listening to, it was Rico Beard, I love Rico, and Jim Costa yesterday.
Uh-huh. Cookies.
Cookies, they call them. They did a fine program. Valeni is gone. Mm-hmm. The angry Italian guy, he was gone.
Oh, did he take that job in New York?
I think so.
Okay.
He might have. But Valeni was gone. So Costa was in here with a big picture I watched on Twitch. By the way, we're on Twitch right now if you want to check us out. But Costa was in here with a massive picture of blue Kool-Aid. Now, it looked like antifreeze to me. I wouldn't drink that. But yeah. But Costa was downing it by the glass. All show long, he's getting like a sugar high from the Kool-Aid, the blue Kool-Aid.
I thought it was that gigantic blue margarita.
Or that.
Could have been. I mean, yeah. Do we know that there wasn't any tequila
point.
In there?
He did seem a little unhinged by the end of the program. Yeah, he might have been drunk, but that's encouraged here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they asked the question. I thought it was a great question. They asked the question, what are you more into right now? What are you more interested in right now? Are you interested in the Rams? Because, of course, they hold the key to your draft pick hearts. Mm-hmm. Or are you interested in the playoff push? And Jim's all about the playoff push, and Rico was all about the Rams. And then you find out that the Rams won yesterday with Baker Mayfield.
Down 16-3.
Yeah.
Going into the fourth quarter, you're thinking, we're locking up at least the top three.
98-yard touchdown drive, 8 plays, $1.30, scored with like 9 seconds left to go in the game.
For a guy that's been in L.A. for 24 hours.
Yeah. And then he was headbutting people. His normal head, but he was headbutting people with helmets on, which I don't think is smart. But
it's a very Baker Mayfield thing to do.
Who am I to decide? This is the same guy that ran away from the cops. Remember that? It's a great video. If you've never seen it, Google it. YouTube it. Anyway, they were asked the question, what are you more interested in? Are you more interested in the picks? Or are you more interested in the playoff push? Some people don't believe it's real. And the majority of people, I think, said, I'm interested in the draft. And I'm here to tell you, live in the moment, people. Screw the draft. Brad Holmes has already proven he's a good drafter. The entire draft class that's on display has been pretty good. Like, James Houston's a 6th-round pick. He's already got 3 sacks in, like, 3 games. I'm telling you, everybody should be locked in on the chance that if you beat Minnesota, you're in a legit playoff push for the first time in forever.
Yeah, and the fact that this is on the heels of starting 1-6, you've won 4 of 5. If you beat the Vikings, it will be 5 of 6. And you really feel like you're rolling, and you're only going to be 6-7. You're still not back to 500, right. And you've got to get to 10 wins. I think we both agree that 10 wins is what you've got to get to.
10 gets you in for sure, I would assume.
Yeah, and a lot of magic has to happen if you got 9 wins to get into the playoffs. But that's where the NFC is right now. The NFC is bad.
Awful.
And you look at the different divisions, and you think, okay, in the NFC South, like, somebody has to win the division. And right now, it's Tampa, and nobody really believes that anybody... Tampa, New Orleans, like, we just saw that one, and both of them were not very good teams. And you're looking at the Lions going, if they win, and the remaining schedule is the Vikings, which most people believe is a winnable game. You're on the road at the Jets. Again, winnable game. Panthers should win. Bears should win.
Yes.
Packers at the end of the season, and by that time it might be Jordan Love, and it doesn't matter. You've already beat them with Aaron Rodgers. Should win. So this is the key cog this weekend.
So there's a couple different things out there if you want to hit on it. Massive game coming up on Sunday. A, are you more interested in the draft talk, which that's all we ever do as Lions fans,
right?
Or the actual playoff push? And then the secondary part of it is, are you willing for one last time to open up your dead, cold Lion's heart to maybe accept a little love?
Yeah.
Are you willing to go in vulnerable to Ford Field on Sunday, walk in thinking you're going to meet the girl or guy of your dreams, only to be kicked in the you-know-what one more time if they lose?
Yeah.
Are you willing to open up yourself for love, people?
Regarding whether it's the playoffs or the draft pick, like, you nailed it. People are pre-programmed to be thinking about the Lions draft at this time of year.
Who cares? We don't have to, finally.
But the beauty is, right, somebody else is going to take care of that. The Lions aren't going to be – they're not going to earn themselves a top 5 pick, a top 8 pick. It might not even be a top 10 pick. And you're looking at it going, okay, am I ready to believe that the Lions are actually doing something? But then on the flip side, you got somebody else doing the dirty work for you. And that's the LA Rams.
Yeah, they screwed us yesterday.
Well, but who thinks that they're actually going to go winless the rest of the year?
I don't know, with Baker Mayfield, but I mean,
it should
yes.
certainly be about the playoffs.
And I would agree. 248-539-9797. We'll get to some calls. We'll get to some text. If you want to chime on in, let's go to Butch in Detroit. You're on the ticket. What's up, Butch?
Good morning, fellas. What's up,
Butchie? How are you, man?
Bro, one, I want to say I'm all in. I think the Lions are going to run the table. And two, I want to say the reason I'm all in is because if I'm totally wrong and the Lions fall flat, it don't hurt that bad. What usually happens is I hurt, and then the next day I wake up and I'm fine. But let me tell you why I believe in the Lions. NFL history supersedes the Lions history. And historically, in the NFL, when I go look at the teams that make the playoffs, 80% of the top 10 offensive lines always make the playoffs. About 8 out of 10 out of the top 10. That's what I've been noticing. And the other pattern I notice is when the Lions is healthy, when Jonah Jackson is playing and Armand Robinson Brown and DeAndre Swift, we score over 30. You know, this is a pattern. So I think...
Hey, Butch, Lions, not to cut you off, take it a step further. Minnesota's defense stinks. They are the worst team in the NFL as far as pass defense is concerned. You can run the ball down their throat. You're absolutely right. When the Lions have been healthy, they're the most healthy they've been all season long. They score over 30 points a game, as we saw last week. There is no reason the Lions should not win this game.
No doubt. No doubt that's they're going to score over 30. I'm going to say this about Minnesota. If we're looking at history, teams with defenses that are as bad as Minnesota's, they don't make any noise in the playoffs. So they may make the playoffs or whatever.
Oh, they're going to make the playoffs.
They better hope they don't run into the Lions in the playoffs. That's what they should do. Hope that the Lions don't make the playoffs, because you don't want the number two to go against the number seven and that number seven to be the Lions.
It's a good point. I mean, if they make it, they're going to be playing their best football. Minnesota makes it, which they are. They're at 10 wins. They have not been playing really good football.
I know you will never allow me to do this, but if you allow yourself just to go to Google and go to the playoff predictor and where all the teams are right now,
yeah.
If the Lions somehow get red hot, man, and make the postseason and win six in a row, it would be six in a row. And as you mentioned, 9 of 10, which is insane to even think about. They're going to win a playoff game. Because more than likely, they play the Vikings in the first round, and that's a team they can beat. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number if you want to chime in. Are you willing to put yourself out there again? Do you believe the Lions are going to win this weekend? And are you willing to be a little vulnerable? And what's more important to you, the playoff push or what we've all done our entire life, as John said, been programmed to do, you know, just be obsessed with the draft picks? 97-1 the ticket.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.